Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a, Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up just about an hour from now. We'll get his reaction to what happened on Tuesday. It was a wipeout. There's just no other way of describing it. It was top to bottom. It was the constitutional offices. It was assembly and state senate spots. It looks like Keith Pickard's going to hang on in Senate District 20, and if so, the Dems will not have a veto-proof majority. So they will not have the so-called super majority. One of the things we talked about yesterday, and at the end of the show I emphasized it, and that is the notion that we need to essentially grieve, cry in our beer for a day. You want to do it for 2 days, you can do it for 2 days. But then what we are going to do is we're going to pick ourselves up and we're going to find out, A, what went wrong, what we need to do to fix it, and how do we keep the state of Nevada from becoming California East. I've had some people tell me in the last 24 hours, we can't fix it. The demographics are against us. I personally don't buy that notion. I think it can be fixed. And we simply have to put our best and brightest on the case. That's why coming up in a little bit, in fact, at 10:30, we're going to be joined in studio by Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. What is it that went wrong? Not just here in Southern Nevada, but Washoe County as well. And elsewhere around the state. Is there any silver lining that we can take? You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to go to the audio sound bites. I want to begin with Sean Hannity because he's taken a lot of hits in social media over the course of the last, really, 48 hours. He was at that rally, that final Trump rally in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, with Rush Limbaugh and the president. And by the way, whatever they did, it worked because Hawley ended up beating Claire McCaskill. And that is a huge, huge get one of these so-called moderate Democrats, or at least that's what they say when they're running for re-election. But a lot of people were questioning Sean Hannity. This is cut six, by the way. It's cut six.
I believe.
Here we go. Sean Hannity defending his appearance on stage at that Missouri Trump rally.
I believe that Trump really does not politically believe in anything.
That's Bernie Sanders. That is Bernie Sanders. I know Bernie Sanders. Trust me. I know all about Bernie Sanders.
I was just trying to ask a question of the president at this press conference.
That's Jim Acosta. That's Jim Acosta. Don't worry about it. We'll get to it here after the break. In fact, we'll go to the break a little early. Okay? Fair enough. We're going to take the break just a tad early. We'll get squared away on our audio sound bites. A glitch in the system. It happens from time to time. We'll fix that. We'll be ready to go here in just a second. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Live and Local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
For many employers, seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. You'll want to hear what he has to say. Wayne Allen Root has had to be as shocked as I was. He was at the state GOP rally, and it was can you lose the music for me? I'm hearing the music in the background. Oh, there, okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you to Cut 6. This is Sean Hannity, and trying to quiet down the social media buzz about him appearing on stage. He originally said he was not going to go on stage, but he did go on stage along with Rush Limbaugh with the President of the United States. And a lot of people saying, wait a minute, he's Fox News, fair and balanced. That's not very fair and balanced. This was Sean Hannity last night on his show.
Tonight. I haven't for most of the years I've been here. I want to address something because, you know, it's amazing the things that people write that aren't true. And, you know, so we did this event with Donald Trump the other day in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And I tweeted out I was not part of whatever coverage was going to take place at the campaign. I gave a tweet that was 100% truthful. I was watching Rush give his speech. The president, I had no idea. He invited me on stage. I'll be honest, I was honored by the president's request. It was not planned, and I want to be very, very clear. I'm on stage, you know, you've heard me say it all the time, every day, every night, because I believe it's true, that there's a lot of fake news. I want to be very clear, especially after hearing some commentary and reading some things, I was not and would never refer to my friends, my colleagues here at the Fox News Channel in those remarks. As a matter of fact, they are such a cut above everybody else. And by the way, if anybody construed it that way, I'm totally sorry in terms of the people that I work with. I called a couple of my friends, colleagues here, and I've had a great relationship with almost everybody here all the time I've worked here. I am a talk show host. They do news. I don't know how they do what they do. They do, you know, local news, national news, international news. Well, they have one really tough job because they have to stay fair and balanced, and they do that in an amazing way every day. Me, I'm like the whole newspaper. We do news, we do investigative reporting, we give strong opinions, and yeah, sometimes they have to take heat because of what their opinion side friends say. But I want to tell you something. I am so honored and proud of being able to work here with the best journalists in the entire country. They are and by the way, we saw it in the ratings last night, and I wasn't even here. Higher than my ratings, by a lot, actually. Number one, beating all the networks, beating all the cable channels. They did an amazing job. That's what they do. I'm proud to be a small part of this.
One of the things that I don't fault Sean Hannity at all, and I think he was smart enough to differentiate himself between himself and, say, Brett Baer or, you know, one of the news anchors, Shepard Smith. I would never expect to see Shepard Smith in that situation. Tell you what, let's do. We're going to go to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2 Nevada, it's 844-263-8232. And one of the things I want to do, you've had a day to digest. A lot of us were almost catatonic at the butt-kicking that we endured on Tuesday night.
But given a day to grieve, to cry in your beer, what do you think now? 24 hours later, to me, I've gotten some perspective on what happened. I know that for the next 2 to 4 years, we are going to be fighting and clawing like crazy to make sure we don't become California East, if we haven't already become California East. I'm going to get to your phone calls right now. I'm going to get to your phone call. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin. Clinical Carl. Clinical Carl, you are up and you're on Live and Local now. We're going to your phone calls. Hi, Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm glad to hear you didn't get drowned by the blue wave.
No.
I'm glad to hear that.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you didn't open your mouth.
I survived.
You didn't open your mouth and get drowned.
There you go.
Yeah, so keep your mouth shut or that water will get in there. Be careful. Listen, I want to talk real quick about his press conference.
Yes.
With a very spectacular success, he said. Well, you know, he lost over almost 34% of the House, and there's still 15 to 20 seats to be figured out, and I expect it'll probably be around 40 seats that are going to be lost in the House of Representatives, which is not a spectacular success, I hate to say it.
Well, and, whoa. The previous presidents have lost upwards of 60, I think 61 seats.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, but
what he lost was it was devastating to lose control of the House of Representatives. I will grant you that, but it could have been much worse.
But at least there's a check and balance of the government. It's not good to have like a autocracy. You've got to have checks and balance. At least there's a check now on some of the things he does, and. But I'm going to just say one quick professional thing. Yeah, I know what to look for, and maybe you don't. But I was watching him and listening to him. I don't know if you saw it, but he seemed to be mentally unraveling slightly. And there's something going on, whether he's afraid or something is wrong. I see it coming out. Hmm. You maybe can't see it, but I can because I was trained to see it. And my last point is I'm a little short this month. Can you loan me a couple $100,000, Kevin?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Carl. Yeah, you want to join us, you can. Here's how you do it. We'll make it easy for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things we're talking about is given a day to grieve, to cry in your beer, and now that we've had a chance to actually digest what happened, I know people at the... Nevada Republican Party. I know Michael McDonald was poring over the analytics with the folks from the Republican National Committee and figure out what went right, what went wrong. Not a lot went right in the state of Nevada. But let me just ask you, what happens in February? When the new legislature is sworn in, assuming that that Keith Pickard did win, and we are told that he did win, what happens then? How are what's left of the Republican caucus in the Assembly and the State Senate? How are they going to function, or are they going to be nothing more than just potted plants? Think about that for a minute. What happens? What happens then? Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, sir. It's a wonderful day in Las Vegas, isn't it?
It is indeed.
What I want to talk about is I'm so proud of Mr. Trump. I couldn't be more prouder of any president since Abraham Lincoln. And I'm going to tell you something. The previous caller, I don't even know why he wastes his breath, because he never makes any sense, and he won't give Trump no credit. These idiots don't understand that this country has to go forward, not backwards. And by golly, the day that this country goes backwards again, I'll tell you what, the communists are going to really take it over.
Well, we'll find out. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to JD. JD, talk to me, man. You're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
I am so thankful and so impressed and happy with Mrs. Tarkanian's speech after the loss. She illustrated everything that has to be illustrated about these people on the other side who are supposedly so caring and care about the children and care about health care and all the disadvantages. And this woman, Rosen, and the other woman, Lee, what they did in listening to Danny yesterday on air, his sincere emotional breakup when his 8-year-old boy, I can't think of anything more devastating to have to tell your 8-year-old boy, I'm not a crook. Here's what I'm going to do. I told you the other day, Utah's in my plans, but I am going to call once a month, and I hope your listeners listen to me, Rosen's office and Lee's office, and ask them, are they proud of how they won their elections against Danny? Are they proud of the way they destroyed that family, those four children? And then I'm going to go over to Rosen's office, which is on Eastern and Pebble, and tell her secretary and her staff leader there, are you proud of your senator-elect for the way she lied about Danny Tarkanian and his family and the harm and the hurt that they have probably caused those children? What say you?
I agree. No, JD, I'm right there with you. You know, hardball politics is one thing, but trying to destroy, and again, with stuff that's been proven to be untrue or misrepresented. You know, he won one defamation case with essentially the argument that Susie Lee was making, which was the same argument that Jackie Rosen made. Okay? He won one case. He will probably win the case against Jackie Rosen. And if he files one against Susie Lee, I'll bet you he wins that one too. I'd almost be willing to bet you a Whataburger that he not only wins the Jackie Rosen case, but if he decides to file against Susie Lee, I'll bet you he wins that too. Yeah. No, I honestly believe that what happened to Danny Tarkanian, I'm not saying it wasn't unexpected. I'm not saying it's unexpected. Anyway, stick around. More to do. Coming up, we're going to switch gears. We are into open enrollment for Obamacare. And a lot of folks are looking for options. I got an option for you. My buddy Dale Bellis, big Cleveland Cavalier fan. Yeah, even now, a big Cleveland Cavalier fan. He was a much bigger fan, though, when LeBron was there. He'll join us. Coming up from Liberty HealthShare. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
90, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's go.
Two books further down the street, the pool way down low. Hanging
on
no sound, but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us.
Another one bites the dust.
Good to have you with us.
Happy to be here. I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you're happy to be here. That's my buddy Dale Bellis, a Cleveland Cavalier fan, even without LeBron, and the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, who joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. First of all, Dale, we found out Tuesday we're going to have a divided government in January. We're going to have the Democrats controlling the House, the Republicans controlling the Senate. A lot of people have been asking, are they going to fix Obamacare? Are they going to do away with Obamacare? Are they going to put something in its place? Do you think anything's going to happen of substance anytime soon now that we know that there's divided government in Washington?
I think it just builds the pressure, frankly, on providing cost-efficient alternatives and methodologies for health care. It was the number one topic on voters' minds as they went to the polls. And the flaw that exists in the system, Kevin, where it doesn't, I don't care what my costs are. If I'm sending my premium away to an insurance company and the money is coming from their pockets, I have no incentive to control costs, none whatsoever. Because my attitude is, take care of me. I've paid my premium. Now it's your responsibility. And there's no incentivization to the customer to control costs. That's the flaw. They've got to address that issue, or otherwise costs will continue to skyrocket.
We are into open enrollment. Man, my phone is just blowing up from insurance companies looking for my business during the open enrollment for Obamacare period. Can I ask you a question? A lot of people have come to me and they say, you know, there's got to be a better alternative than Obamacare. That can't be the only thing that's out there. And it turns out that you do. You do at Liberty HealthShare. You do have an alternative.
Well, after decades of being told there's only one way to pay for healthcare costs through health insurance, we're here to say, yes, there is an alternative. It's cost-efficient, it's cost-effective, and it's called healthcare sharing. We're a nationwide nonprofit association of men, women, families who all unite around the purpose of paying each other's medical bills. And we do that without the help of an insurance company or the government, Kevin. Every month, my money goes to another person who has medical expenses, and then should I have costs, that same group is there to pay my bills.
Can you give us some of the history? I know we've talked a lot over the last couple of years about Liberty HealthShare, but can you give me a little bit of a look into the history of how we came upon medical cost sharing and Liberty HealthShare?
Well, it's a tried and proven methodology and tradition. It's the way healthcare costs were paid in America before the advent of modern insurance. Whenever I had a medical bill and I and my community would gather around me, my local church, the neighbors would assist, it was neighbor helping neighbor, supporting and providing mutual care and aid in the times of crisis. Raise money, pay the bill, support the family. We've simply taken that principle. It's the way America has behaved for centuries. We've turned that into a solution for healthcare and built upon that tradition of the way Christian churches have engaged and others and turned it into a solution for healthcare. Anyone can come and join us on that premise, on that basis.
Again, Dale Bell is joining us from Liberty HealthShare. I remember back to 2010 when they were trying to sell us or jam down our throats Obamacare. And one of the things that Democrats told us was it would bend the cost curve of healthcare down. The fact is that healthcare premiums, deductibles, things like that, they went through the roof. I mean, I saw just less than a year ago, 91% increases in the state of Maryland. Can you talk a little bit about the cost curve and what Liberty HealthShare has done with the cost curve? Do you find that you're spending less money on healthcare as a result of Liberty HealthShare?
Well, the ACA doubled down on third-party pay insurance as the only means. Gratefully, we are exempt from the ACA, but we meet healthcare costs together at half the cost of conventional healthcare.
Dale, will you repeat that? I just want to make sure I heard that right. Are you saying at half the cost?
At half the cost of conventional health care, because we pay each other's medical bills. So there's a sense of community ownership of those expenses. My costs are your costs, your costs are mine, and we're all motivated to spend our mutual dollars together in the most cost-efficient way, because it's our money at stake. That just changes the whole mentality.
You know, one of the things that I hate, and I've heard this from listeners for years now, what I really hate about Obamacare is the idea that bean counters in Washington are going to be dictating what kind of care you can and can't have, how long you have to wait for that care. Can you talk a little bit about who makes those decisions at Liberty HealthShare?
We really empower the individual member to take control and manage and direct the care of their health. Our commitment and philosophy is it's our right, frankly, given to us by God, to manage and direct the care of our health. That should be the focus. Now, we're here to advise, support, empower, and really provide options and opportunities for our members, both in terms of whether or not a procedure is medically advisable, but where to go get that at the most beneficial cost. We have an entire advisory team here at Liberty HealthShare to assist our members really encounter a complex medical care system, but we help wend the way through with them. We're not here to dictate treatments or et cetera they may receive. That's between them and their doctor.
I want to ask you, you mentioned doctors, and my ears perk up when you use the word doctors, because to me, the best healthcare delivery system is only as good as your ability to get in and see a doctor. What do doctors think of Liberty HealthShare?
I have to be honest with you for a moment, if I may, Kevin. I'll just be transparent for a moment. When I launched Liberty HealthShare, I had an attitude or a conviction that we as individual members need to make decisions about which doctor and which hospital we go to. So we did not create or impose a limiting network of docs and hospitals. And I was curious, frankly, to see how that would succeed with individuals saying, we don't have a limited network. You pick your doctor. You go to your own hospital. Our members have done that over the last 6 to 8 years. It's been a roaring success. And 97% of all docs, all hospitals approached by their individual patients have participated with Liberty HealthShare's payments because it's fair, it's reasonable, it's prompt, and they love it because it eliminates all the unnecessary administrative overhead that they so frequently have to deal with, and the other 3%, we just pick up the phone and talk it through with them. That's been the track record, and I'm so excited that that was the decision we made at the very launch, because it's up to our individual members to determine what doctor or hospital they go to.
I want to ask you, because I've had a lot of people ask me about alternative forms of medicine. More and more people are going that direction. What do the members think about alternative forms of medicine?
Well, about 2 years ago, we put that question to our members because we have the habit of shaping and forming our guidelines for the kind of bills that we'll share in and submit it to the members for a vote. We asked our members 2 years ago, should we make alternative medicine and holistic medicine a part of Liberty HealthShare as an eligible expense? The overwhelming response was yes. And so we make those choices as members and submit those expenses to one another. It's lower cost. It in many cases, addresses those healthcare issues much more efficiently and effectively, but it's up to our members to utilize alternative medicines.
How do people, and I know a ton of my friends are fed up with Obamacare, but they just don't know how to extricate themselves from this huge bureaucracy. Explain how it works. How is it that people can walk away from Obamacare and make the choice for Liberty HealthShare?
Well, that's a twofold answer. We're here in the open enrollment period, so between November 1st and mid-December, people's health care plans and programs are coming to an end, and they can just simply terminate and move on with Liberty HealthShare and check us out, make sure it's for them. They can join in with Liberty HealthShare now. But Liberty HealthShare is not subject to the open enrollment period. So if there's buyer's remorse or somewhere during the course of the year they want to make that change, they can by just simply terminating the payment of their premium to an insurance program and join in with Liberty HealthShare. They can do that anytime throughout the course of the year.
So no forms in triplicate that you have to fill out or any of that stuff?
Certainly not on our side. They may just simply pick up the phone and say, I'm dropping this health insurance plan and stop sending the premium, but just simply click the button on our website. They can enroll now, fill out the application, submit it within 48 to 72 hours. They'll be in, we'll be in contact with them by email or phone to walk them through the enrollment process. We've attempted to make it as simple and easy and unintrusive as we can.
Okay, so take us through. Somebody's fed up with Obamacare. They're going to stop making their payments to the federal government, and in lieu of that, then they do what?
Well, they go to our website at libertyhealthshare.org, and there's a button right there on our homepage that says Enroll Now. Just click that button. It takes them to a two-part application. The first part's a demographic application, obviously family members and names and what programs they want to participate in and share in. And there's, we have three of them, by the way. They pick which one. The vast majority of folks join in with our complete program. And then the second part of the app really has to do with our medical history questionnaire. We use that to determine if a person qualifies for our Health Track program, where we assign them a health coach and they set out particular health and wellness goals and objectives so that when they submit that application, we help that incoming member really get their health and wellness organized and on track, because we're health conscious, health aware. Doesn't mean we're all healthy, but we're on that pathway.
Okay, so if folks want to know more information, where do they go again?
LibertyHealthShare.org. There's a place to ask for an information packet. We call it a decision guide, and it's right there on the homepage. Just put in your name and email address. It gets delivered electronically to your email, chock full of explanation and information about Liberty HealthShare. Call the toll-free number. Talk it through. There's a toll-free number easily accessed there on the website. Easy to remember, by the way, 855-58, and then just simply spell out the word Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY, or peruse the pages of the website, but libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
And finally, the most important question of the day, is there life after LeBron in Cleveland with the Cavs?
Well, we're stumbling through. We're trying to determine that.
No, I mean changing coaches and doing all the stuff that people do. Okay, so you say there is possible life after LeBron. It just may not be anytime soon.
Not anytime soon is my fear.
Fair enough. Hey, Dale, thank you so much. Always fun having you on. We'll do it again soon, pal.
Thank you. God bless.
There you go. Dale Bellis, Executive Director of Liberty Health Share, joining us. Yeah, I'm going to pop the phone down. There I go. I'm having trouble with my mechanics today. I don't know whether it's because Thursday or because Wayne Allen Root's coming on at the top of the – I don't know. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. RJ columnist. You see him on Newsmax. You hear him on this station every afternoon, 3 to 6. That'll be coming up just after 10 o'clock. Tell you what, let's lose the music, if you don't mind. Thank you. There you go. It was just very faintly. Anyway, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on live and local now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
It's a beautiful morning. Hoy es gringo. Hoy es gringo.
Wow.
Yeah. Explain to me. Explain to this half-breed. How is it white male investors on our north border are banned from even, they can't get passports to come in and investigate their investment. They're investing with their Canadian money. And yet we've got hordes of illiterate, mind you, coming in. And they've kind of got new clothes. Explain to me this. How is this? Yes, it's the land of the free. Free for who? And where is the justice, amigo?
No, I tell you what. We are going to sort out this immigration issue. I doubt very seriously in the next 2 years we'll do it. It will take getting a veto-proof, or I'm sorry, a filibuster-proof majority, a supermajority in the U.S. Senate. It'll take 60 votes. And again, the Senate's still hanging fire. That's fine. But we're going to pick up a couple of seats in the Senate. I really honestly thought, I was absolutely positive we were going to get Montana. But John Tester hung on. Hey, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Really, really nice place. Coming up, very excited. We are all of us trying to pick up the pieces. I spent about 5 hours yesterday crying in my beer. And I just told myself, well, then I tell you what, we're going to take the time. We're going to grieve. We're going to feel bad about things. We're going to shed a few tears maybe. Those of you that were with us for the show yesterday, you heard Danny Tarkanian break down and cry when talking about explaining to his son, Jerry, what was going on with the election and all of the accusations. And I'm sure there are a lot of us that shed a few tears after Tuesday night. I mean, this is where we live. This is our community we're talking about. But I'm going to ask Wayne Allyn Root where we go from here, because I have a saying that that I tell people all the time. You can choose to look into the rearview mirror, but it doesn't do you any good other than telling you what you did. The only thing that you can control right now, today, is what happens from now on. And that's why we're going to have Michael McDonald on at 10:30 in studio. We'll get a chance to visit with him and find out what the way forward is for the Republican Party in the state of Nevada. This was not just a Southern Nevada deal. This was a loss that, you know, was not just Southern Nevada, but Northern Nevada, Washoe County, traditionally Republican strongholds. And either the demographics are changing or something happened. I think Dean Heller may have known what was going on, because in an interview a couple of weeks ago, he said what he was battling was not a blue wave, but a green wave. He was being outspent in the final days of the campaign by 4-1. 4-1. So what happened? We're going to spend a little time on that coming up. But we're also going to spend some time on the way forward. What do we need to do going forward? And we've got two pretty smart guys to help us do it. Wayne Allyn Root coming up just after 10 o'clock. And then Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Stick around. More to do. I promise you, we're going to get to the bottom of this. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. If you want me, girl, got to learn a lesson. One thing for sure is to never fool with me. I go out and bring you lots of pretty presents. Then you tell me everything I thought was cheap. Taking it back, all that I've been given. Taking it back, just to wait and see. Taking it back, all that I've been given. It's what I've been given. You don't really.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal. And boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016.